The Ministry of Education is to meet with stakeholders to determine the exact roadmap for funding tertiary education. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Deputy Minister of Education Mahama Yariga said government has not taken any definite position on funding tertiary education. He however said there is the need for equity in cost sharing. Mr. Yariga was commenting on last week's stakeholders forum in Accra on funding tertiary education.
Number of people who are demanding access to university or tertiary education has increased astronomically, and the universities and tertiary institutions facing serious challenges in terms of their capacity to absorb all those who want admissions to tertiary institutions. And the problem boils down to financing so that they can build more lecture halls, they can engage more professors, and then they can deal with their recurrent expenditure. Government, the main financier of tertiary education, we are responsible for infrastructure development, we are responsible for the payment of the salaries and emoluments of lecturers. We also make available to them some money for recurrent expenditure and etc. Of course, there are other needs of the universities. For instance, when the students come and stay in the halls of residence, how to maintain the halls of residence. When they use the lecture theaters, how to maintain the lecture theaters. When they use the libraries, how to maintain those facilities. So because of the cost involved in the maintenance of the facilities, there is an agreement between the students and the universities that there should be what is called the academic facility user fees, and then also the residential facility user fees. So the payment that is made is actually for only the cost of maintaining the academic facilities that the students use and the cost of maintaining the residential facilities that students use. This money goes into what is called the internally generated funds of the university, which they use to maintain the facilities by way of renovations, painting, and their repairs in case of damages, breakages, and etc. So,
Deputy Minister of Education Mahama Yariga talking to George Ankram.